And a good morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and pleased to be joined here today by Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. He's a game warden here in Riley County. Thank you so much for being here with us. Oh, let me punch you through the board here. Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm driving around looking for service.
Oh.
Good morning on a Monday.
Well, we're pleased to have you. Great weather weekend we had here locally, huh?
It was as good as any holiday.
It certainly was. I got out myself to the state park last night. We decided to get some burgers and take them out there and just enjoy the weather and get away from things last night. It was great.
Any sunburn?
No sunburn. No, it was pretty cloudy when we were up there. So,
Ben, you know what I noticed over the weekend?
A little squall that came in.
Ben, you noticed
the wind was up yesterday.
Ben, this is Dave. Can you hear me?
Can you?
I'm getting an echo, but I hear Dave.
Okay, all right. I noticed that parking spots for camping and for fishing were at a premium over the weekend.
It has been that way since the beginning of May.
I went looking for some. I wanted to pick up some new lures in one of the stores. They're all pretty well picked over.
Well, the fishing has been great. I don't know if you've heard, but crappie fishing was terrific. It was about the best ever.
Where's the best place to go at Tuttle?
There were crappie being caught everywhere.
The crappie I caught were not bigger than my hand.
Well, you probably weren't going early enough. A little bit later in the spawn, the more smaller ones are caught.
Okay.
Now, when you go fishing like that later in the spawn, you catch many small ones usually. And if you're patient and you go earlier, you'll catch more larger fish, but you have to be more patient too.
I'm deathly jealous of those who are posting pictures of big crappie. There's a lot of them out there.
Oh yeah, and they don't get there's not a lot of pressure considering that Tuttle Creek is so big. There's not a lot of fishing pressure as there are in other Kansas reservoirs.
Okay. Ben, I'm going to turn things back over to Brandon. I just wanted to share with you some personal perspectives, Ben.
I'll have a quiz for you here in a little while.
Oh, gosh. You're going to do that to me again? Fine.
Well, Ben's here to talk today about critter calls, Ben. And what specifically do you mean when you say critter calls?
June is the month where young fawns are claimed to be orphaned, and sometimes they are. There's also problems with raccoons. Young raccoons are being born, and they too get turned in as orphan. And further than that, what other kind of animals do you think the calls come in on in the spring?
Boy, I'm not sure. Deer,
well,
obviously.
Well, I hate to say it, but snakes.
Oh yeah, I could see that. I saw a snake just last week. Not out in the outdoors, but it was in the city.
I've never called for snakes.
And I get that call from time to time. Help me! I've got a snake on my property. And then there's another one, and this one starts a little later, and that's bats.
Hmm. I don't like either.
those are the kind of calls that June is just, we're flooded. Also, the animal shelter is flooded with calls, problem animals, beyond the domestic animals that they deal with. Now, there's a lot of hazards with this. The fawns, everyone has a feeling of empathy with a fawn, and along with that, if there's deer, there's ticks. If there's ticks, there may be chiggers. those are the parasites that humans get. And if they're in the area where deer are, that's where the ticks are. That's where the chiggers are. Raccoons come with hazards. They don't look like they're sick, but many times, or in this area, there are there's a parasite, common word for it is a raccoon roundworm, and this is very dangerous. It comes from the feces of a raccoon, and it can cause problems that can't be cured, or that's what the internet told me. There's not a good treatment for the raccoon roundworm, and that's a parasite inside the body. It can go into the eye and cause blindness. It can cause tiredness, and on a Monday, everybody probably a little bit tired after this past weekend. But it's a hazard. The raccoon will not seem to be sick, and it can transfer this parasite to especially children. That's just one of the parasites that's associated with raccoons. So it's very dangerous. I can tell you war stories about somebody that brings in a 55-gallon barrel that's got young raccoons in it and gives them away at the cafe, and that is a public health hazard.
Let's say you have a pet or something, and pets are notorious for, I think Dave had a dog last week, or a cat actually, bringing in a rabbit to his home. Let's say they bring in a raccoon to your home. What's your first course of action then if one of your pets brings one of those in?
Well, you can call the animal shelter. Well, or Riley County PD will, or the law enforcement will get a hold of the game warden or animal control people. By the way, there are also animal control people. So that goes for the squirrel in the attic. That's known as a nuisance animal damage control permit. And we have those, basically exterminators, and they'll take care of raccoons, possums, snakes, bats, termites, but that directory is within Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism website. Now, if you've got a kid that needs punishment, have them try to find that nuisance animal damage control permit holder page. It lists the town and the person and the phone number, but for animal damage control problems, we have a directory.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep that in mind here. Again, we're talking with Ben Jedlicka with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, Riley County. He's Natural Resources Officer, Game Warden. And, you know, bats are one thing that I can't imagine having one of those in my house, in the attic, or anywhere. And you said those tend to be more common this time of year. Why is that?
Well, it's warmed up, and they're very active at night, and they'll find their way into, they're kind of like a mouse. If you've had a mouse in your house, well, they can get through a hole less than the size of a quarter. So a bat can get in, and now it's on the wall and terrorizing the occupants. Usually it's kind of like a snake. The call that comes in about a snake is, my first question is, well, can you see it now? If you can see it now, then we have a chance of removing the snake. If you can't see it now, you have to call when you can see it. And same with a bat. It's best just to figure out where it is. And again, bats are notorious for carrying diseases, as are these other animals. And those diseases include rabies. And here's Dave's quiz. Are you familiar, Brandon, with Old Yeller?
I've heard the story, yes.
You've heard the story. Well, there's a movie.
That's right. There is a movie.
There's a movie.
Okay. What year do you think it was released?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it was like, what, 62, 63?
Oh, my. Well, see, everyone, it was still popular then. It was released in 1957.
Oh. So is the movie older than you?
I'm not answering that, Dave.
Hey, listen, if you're gonna put it on me, it's only fair to put it back on you. Fine. We're not going to get that answer, are we, Brandon?
Nope, don't think so. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's...
Well, there's other diseases. By the way, for those who maybe haven't seen that movie, only heard the story, Old Yeller is a story about a Labrador Retriever mix that got rabies. I looked this up. I haven't seen the movie since 1965. of course it had to be put down or euthanized. Your next guest from Animal Shelter is well familiar with these kind of problems. There's another disease, distemper. And distemper is prevalent in raccoons and other animals and other mammals. Your dogs, I believe, and I know your cats are vaccinated against distemper, but there's no vaccination for that raccoon groundworm, or technically Balanitis ascaris.
Let the professionals handle the big words.
I know, but it's got the word scare in it, and that's what I'm here for.
I don't know how you pronounce that either. I'm looking at it, and I would have guessed Balanitis ascaris, but...
Okay, I like that. You are a pro, Brandon.
What can I say? We have to guess on a lot of words sometimes. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with Ben Jedlicka after this on News Radio KMAN.